I'd like to call the December 11th, 2024, Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First item of business, if everybody will please silence their cell phones. And the next two, B and C, will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation. Ms. Turner will be given the invocation. If you're uncomfortable with either one and you would like to sit or like to step outside or out back during that, please feel free, and Captain Robinson will get you and bring you back in when we pass that point. So if everybody would please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to gather, to do the town's business. At this time, we invite Holy Spirit to come, guide us and direct us. We ask for wisdom and understanding in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, first item of business is a resolution honoring the Honorable Sharon W. Turner for her service on town council. I will entertain a motion to accept the resolution.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, just say aye.
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 Okay, the motion is carried.
Aye.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. The motion is carried 4-0-1. And with that, now, Ms. Turner, if you will join me up here in front. Ms. Turner, I would like to present you with the resolution from the town of Amherst. It says, whereas Sharon Watts Turner is a highly respected citizen and a longtime resident of the town of Amherst. Whereas Sharon Watts Turner was first appointed to town council as an interim council member serving from August 2019 through December 2019. She was then elected and agreed to serve on council from November 2020 till December 31st, 2024. Whereas Sharon Watts Turner was first appointed and agreed to serve, I was looking, it started out the same way. I'm sorry. And agreed to serve on the Town of Amherst Industrial Authority, now the Economic Authority, Development Authority, on January 11, 2017, and continues to serve as the chairman of the authority. And whereas Sharon Watts Turner has demonstrated a great interest in the welfare of this community through loyal and dedicated service to his residents of the Town of Amherst during her career in public service. And whereas the town council and the town of Amherst to acknowledge the services that Sharon Watts Turner has given to the community and also expresses its appreciation for all she has done and will continue to do for the town of Amherst. Now therefore be it resolved that the town of Amherst or the town council and the town of Amherst on this date acknowledge the outstanding service of Sharon Watts Turner has given to the community, and be it further resolved that the town of Amherst and the town council hereby declares the town of Amherst has greatly improved as a result of Sharon Watts Turner's tenure on the town council of the town of Amherst. And finally, be it resolved, the clerk of the council of the town of Amherst is ordered to deliver an original copy of this resolution to Sharon Watts Turner as a token of the council's deep appreciation for the contributions of our community, and this resolution shall be spread upon the minute books of the town of Amherst, for the town council of the town of Amherst, as a tribute to a good neighbor, and a good friend. Well, once again, thank you, Ms. Turner.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything to the group?
Not at this point.
Okay. Next is a public hearing for the lease for the Amherst Mount Bike Club. Can I have, there you are.
Yes, sir, you're right.
All right, thank you very much.
Would you want me to give a staff review?
Yes, give a staff review, and then we will.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Mrs. Kemp, if you want to jump in at any time, please feel free to do so. So the lease is pretty broadly constructed to allow the Mountain Bike Club to have pretty broad authority over the entirety of the park that is not currently in use, so everything that is owned by the town. It is a non-exclusive use, so that means that the town can also use the property if it would like to, and they would be able to put trails on pretty much at their determination. They would need to come for approval if they wanted to do something bigger. So if they wanted to actually do construction, of course, as the landowner, we would still need to give permission for those kinds of things. If we did have a user in the park in the future, we would need to alter this lease. I had a conversation with Mr. Sundermuthy today because he asked kind of, you know, what if somebody came, could you just pull one lot out? And I really think that if we did have a user in the future, the answer would be that when we did the public hearing for that next user, we would bring the lease for the modified lease for the Mountain Bike Club together at that same time so that all of that could be discussed and negotiated concurrently and could be resolved at that point. So we feel pretty comfortable. They have the ability to terminate the lease if they're not happy. We have the ability to terminate the lease if we're not happy. It's a time frame of 20 years with 5-year renewals. Mrs. Kemp, anything further?
No, I think that covered it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. With that, we will open up the public hearing, and Mike Hansen will be speaking on behalf of the bike club. You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to get my easel. You okay right here?
Yeah.
Sorry. Good evening, Mr. Mayor Tuggle, Mrs. McGuffin, town manager, esteemed members of the town council, and fellow residents. My name is Mike Hansen, and I'm currently serving as president of the Amherst Mountain Bike Club. I am here tonight to speak on behalf of the bike club and to express my support for the request for the use of additional land within the Brockman Industrial Park to construct more bike trails. As of today, Amherst Mountain Bike Club has developed approximately 4 miles of trails on land owned by the town of Amherst, just bordering the Brockman Industrial Park and Rutledge Creek, and adjacent to the sewage treatment plant. These trails were built and maintained by a staff of volunteers at no additional cost to the taxpayers of the town of Amherst. However, there are several shortcomings associated with these trails. Currently, the trails are assessed by driving beyond the town's sewage treatment plant. Finding the trailhead and trails are difficult at best for those individuals not familiar with the local immediate area. Also, several individuals have expressed concerns of not feeling safe due to the isolated location of the trailhead located past the sewage treatment plant, and there are concerns about trail users crossing the Norfolk Southern Railway without the presence of any warning protection such as gate arms and warning lights. In order to alleviate these shortcomings, Amherst Mountain Bike Club is seeking the use of lots situated at the end of Brockman Park Drive, located within the industrial park. Phase 2 of the Rutledge Creek trail system will be much more readily accessible and offer a sense of security and safety for our trail users. After having personally walked the property we have developed a conceptual plan shown on the map. These trails have been positioned in areas of each lot where any future building may be unlikely due to the terrain. However, if trails encroach within the limits of any future construction, Amherst Mountain Bike Club is fully aware that the trail section in question will have to be removed or relocated. These proposed trails will also be built with volunteers and no expense to the town, to the taxpayers of the town of Amherst. These trails will be a mix of beginner and intermediate multi-use trails that will benefit not just bicyclists, but hikers, trail runners, and the general public looking to experience the outdoors. This network of proposed trails provide an overall good balance of trail types, difficulty levels, and lengths for all skill levels. While the economic benefits and the financial implications for the town of result of tourism, such as influx of visitors, patronizing local restaurants or retail establishments, have been stated previously in past meetings, I want to touch on something that I believe that is just as important, and that is a sense of community. It amazes me that something as simple as a dirt path in the woods can bring together members of the community with different socioeconomic levels, ages, and gender. As someone who is comfortable riding by myself deep in the National Forest with no one in a 5-mile radius, I've had the pleasure of meeting and riding with a lot of great members of this community that I would not have met otherwise. I've ridden with Tim and Anna, John Shawning and his family, Carter, Darren, and Zach, Terry and his wife, Julie, Nancy, Hannah, Amon, and Marshall, who I look up to and always look forward to sharing the trail with. You see, without these trails and without this club, I would have not met these people. If we would have met on the trail under different circumstances, it most likely would have been a passing hello or maybe a welcoming hand thrown up. But now I'm proud to be part of something larger. I now look forward to biking local trails, cursing the steep inclines of Liberty Mountain, repairing a flat tire on the side of the trail, enjoying a burger and a cold beverage at the filling station with the community that was created by sharing our love of mountain biking. In closing, I would like to read to you some writings from Mrs. Hansen's second grade students who attend Madison Heights Elementary. The students were asked to write what the trails meant to them. Sebastian writes, "I think we should have more bike trails in Amherst. People can ride bikes with family. People can be outdoors." Olivia writes,
"Okay, Mr. Hansen.
Time up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think that's all we had for that one. All right. Next. For citizens' comments, we don't have anybody signed up for that, so we will move on. Next item is the consent agenda. I will take a motion to accept the... Thank you. I closed the public hearing. Thank you. I take a motion to accept the November 13th meeting of the town council that is presented.
Make that
motion. Motion from Ms. Wheaton. May I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion? Being Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Plott?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton. Vote is carried 4-0-1. Next is a check approval. On the first check approval, I would like for us to exclude check number 6417 for $232.06. So I will accept a motion to accept the check approval with the exception of this one check for the month of November.
Motion made.
Motion from Mr. Watt. May I have a second?
Second.
Second for Mr. Griffin. Beat you in. Just
I know.
Any discussion? No discussion. Vote, Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Mr. White. Ms. Turner.
Aye.
And Mr. Driscoll.
Aye.
Motion carried 4-0-1. All right. Next, we'll ask for the approval of check number 6417 7th for $232.06. May I have the...
Mr. Mayor, would you mind telling why, be a little bit more specific on... Oh, you probably don't know that. It's Hill Hardware Corporation.
Yeah.
We need... Okay.
Okay, this check was written to Hill Hardware Corporation, which Ms. Turner's is affiliated with that business. So we take that check number out and then vote on it separately. Is that a good explanation?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so may I have a second, a motion to approve this check?
Move.
I have a motion from Ms. Wheaton this time. Second?
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts. Any discussion? There being none. Vote, Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Mr. Watts? Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Mr. Driscoll. Vote is carried 3-0-1-1. Next item, all staff reports are presented. Monthly reports. So, next item is the other reports. Planning Commission met December 4th, and each of you has a copy of that meeting. EDA, no meeting and no report. And Robert E. Lee, Soil and Water Conservation, not sure whether they had a meeting or not.
We did not receive minutes this month.
Okay, did not receive minutes. Discussion items. Resolution to request a speed study for Sunset Drive. Ms. McGuffin.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On Sunset Drive, we've had some comments from different citizens over time at Citizen Comment, as well as some emails that have been received by the council regarding speed on Sunset Drive. Chief has gone out and he's done some targeted enforcement there. The next step is if council wanted to assist with the desire to have that speed limit reduced. We are, as you know, in a conversation with VDOT about exactly what the state code says. You have an item on your agenda later in the meeting regarding that particular question. But right now, we're going to work under the existing process we have with VDOT, which is that the town council would pass a resolution, and that resolution states that we are requesting that VDOT perform a speed study for Sunset Drive. VDOT would put that on the work program, and when it comes forward, they would go through both an engineering study as well as put out the devices to measure speed. So the decision and the determination that's made by VDOT is made on a combination of those two factors, design speed and how fast cars are actually traveling. My initial indications from VDOT is that they are open to considering a speed reduction on the first portion of Sunset Drive, where the houses are a little bit denser, that they may consider a reduction there to 25 miles an hour. But they won't make that determination until they complete the study. So staff asked that if the council would like to request this from VDOT, that you pass this resolution, and we will send that on to them tomorrow.
Okay, with that, I will entertain a motion to request VDOT to do the speed study.
I'll make the motion.
Motion from Mr. Watts. May I have a second, please?
I'll second it.
I have a second from Ms. Turner. Any discussion, Ms. Wheaton?
Yes.
Mr. Watts?
No.
Ms. Turner?
No.
And Mr. Driscoll? Okay. There being none, no discussion, call for a vote. Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Aye.
And Ms. Motion is carried 4-0-1. Next is confirm the finding of substantial accord for the potential lease for the Amherst Biking Club at Brockman Park. Ms. McGuffin?
Yes, sir, thank you. As council, I'm sure, remembers, but for the benefit of everybody here, whenever a locality wants to have a public use on a piece of property, there is a process that state code requires that says that that use must be found to be substantially in accord with your adopted comprehensive plan. Now, if the particular use is actually identified locationally on your comprehensive plan, you don't need to do anything. So if you had, for example, a planned school in the future in your comprehensive plan, and it was noted, there wouldn't need to be anything done. But because this is not specifically outlined in your comprehensive plan, the process is the Planning Commission looks at whether or not they find it to be in accord with what the comprehensive plan says. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on this. They do make a determination that this use is substantially in accord with the goals of your comprehensive plan, and this is being brought to you to either confirm that or deny it. No action on this is essentially a confirmation. So if you just listen and receive this, that determination stands. So it's really just an opportunity to say the council doesn't agree. But you can also make a motion that you validate it. It's really just informational unless someone has a question or concern.
Okay, we'll do it this way. I'll ask anybody if they have a question or concern, and then we can take a consensus. And then, you know, if the consensus looks a little, then we'll go to a vote. So, Mr. Driscoll, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No.
Ms. Turner? No. Mr. Watts and Ms. Wood?
Yes.
Okay, so is everybody in consensus that we go ahead with the substantial accord?
I am.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that is carried by quiet.
Thank you. Yes. And if you like, I can move on to the next one.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, please.
So the next item then, finally, is the adoption of the lease for the Amherst Mountain Biking Club. You have held your public hearing. You have a determination of substantial accord. You have a lease that has been reviewed by your attorney and by the Mountain Bike Club. So staff recommends that if the council is ready to do so, that this is ready for adoption by the council and then can be executed with the Mountain Biking Club.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion for the adoption of the lease for the biking.
Make that motion.
Yes, ma'am. Got one from a motion from Ms. Wheaton. Can I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Can I have a second from Ms. Turner? Is there any discussion among council?
No.
Okay, there being none, vote.
Aye.
Ms. Watts?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Motion is carried 4-0-1. Last under discussion is the adoption of a resolution for the request of an opinion from the Attorney General. Ms. Kemp?
Kelly, would you like me to do this since you're on the phone, or do you want to do it?
It's totally up to you. This is basically a resolution sort of formalizing the motion that Mr. Watts made at the end of the meeting last month, asking for an opinion from the Attorney General to give an official opinion to resolve that VDOT issue, where we cordially agree to disagree on 46.2-1300 and the rights it may or may not confirm to the town.
And I would just add one thing, just so the council knows. I have forwarded this on to VDOT so that VDOT knows this is coming. They had an opportunity to review Mrs. Kemp's opinion request, so they have seen it. They know what is in it. They know that we are sending it. They know it's on your agenda. They did not have any concerns or comments about Mrs. Kemp's opinion request. They felt like it was a fair recitation of the facts. They did not want to make the opinion on their own request on their own behalf because they feel like they have already received guidance from the AG's office, so they do not feel like it is appropriate for them to request a formal opinion when their attorney has already worked with the AG's office. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, they are very much aware of all of this. We've had good conversations about it, and we don't have any issues from them about it either.
Thank you. So with that, I will entertain a motion for the adoption of the resolution to forward to the Attorney General.
Well, since it's my request, I'll make that motion.
Okay, we have a motion from Mr. Watts. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Driscoll. Is there any discussion, Ms. Mayor? Yes. There being none, vote. Mr. Driscoll?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Mr. Watts?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion is carried 4-0-1. Next is matters from staff. Ms. Morgan? Captain Robinson? Vicki, let's see who we got in the back there. We got Mr. Thompson?
None for me.
All right, and we have Miss Becky?
No, sir.
We have Mr. McGuffin? Okay. All right.
What about Mrs. McGuffin? I have something.
I will get to you. Miss Kemp?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. And Mrs. McGuffin?
I just want to make a public thank you to not just the staff, but to the incredible participants of the 2024 Christmas Parade. I'm blown away by what people come up with and how creative they are. It was a magnificent parade, and it's incredibly gratifying, all the work that goes into it, to see it the night of. I mean, and every single department in terms of staff does so much. I mean, maintenance is out making the streets looking beautiful, and police are doing the road closure, and Vicky's getting a million questions and entry forms, and, you know, Becky was down at one of the parking lots along with Mr. McGuffin helping line up vehicles for the parade. I mean, you've got Tracy and her staff are putting together the cookies and crafts with Santa, so all that happens, but none of it happens until people show up. And the floats are incredible. People are so creative. And so I just want to just publicly thank staff and most of all the citizens who participate in the parade, because it was a beautiful, beautiful parade. So thank you all.
Yes, ma'am. And it was tremendous. Next is matters from council. We will start with you,
Ms. Citizen comments.
Oh, well, I have none. Citizen comments, okay. We have none. Sorry, you move on. I saw that and I did. Miss Wheaton.
No.
Okay.
Miss
Turner?
Yes, now I would like to say something.
Okay.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody for allowing me to serve the community for the last 4 years. It's been an amazing journey for me, and I am just honored to do so, and it's been a wonderful experience. So I want to thank everybody.
I'm going to light up now. I would like to thank everybody. This is a great crowd. I wish it would happen like that just about every month.
We're pretty full of us most of
the month. Yeah, we're getting full. I'd like to thank each of the council members for another year. And we're going to be moving on. As far as the Christmas parade, I have heard more comments this year. I had a young lady that lives right down the street here. She said she's lived in the town for 60 years, and this was the best parade she has ever seen in her 60 years. So that always makes you feel when they just seek you out to come up to tell you that. So I want to thank everybody who participated in the parade and for their creativity. It was cold 15 feet up in the ground, I mean in the air in that bucket, but other than that, we made it. So I wish everybody would have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays and a safe holiday season and New Year's, okay? With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make that motion?
Have a motion from Ms. Wheaton.
I'll second that motion.
Second from Ms. Turner. All those in favor?
Aye.
We all adjourn for the year, ladies and gentlemen.